In this short bonus episode with Quebecois traditional fiddler Alexis Chartrand, we first hear Alexis perform a jig by Joseph Allard, which he introduces.
Yeah, could play a little Quebecois jig, why not? Mm-hmm. You know, from the repertoire of Joseph Allard. So Joseph Allard was a fiddler who was born in the end of the 19th century, and he lived until the mid 20th century. And he was known as the Prince of Fiddlers, and he also was the teacher of the first teacher of Jean Carignan. Mm-hmm. So his musical legacy has been quite important. So here, a little jig.
Alexis learned a lot from playing with dancers from a young age, and in the next clips, you'll hear him discuss both groove and ornamentation in traditional Quebecois fiddling.
Something I quickly realized was that the utmost priority of my playing needed to be like, will it drive and inspire the dancers? Mm-hmm. Is that, are they going to have fun? You know, are they going to want to dance? Are they going to enjoy that? You know, and without even going into the technical necessities of that goal, you get a pretty strong and immediate feeling of whether you're doing good or not. Mm-hmm. You know? And then, especially contrasting that with a more academic learning experience in classical music, it's a very, very interesting and to my mind healthy way of reframing what we need to think and to think about and prioritize when we're playing. And sometimes coming up with our own personal ways of using those ornaments. But if there's one thing that I find very important to remember regarding ornamentation is that especially in certain forms of academic music, we tend to see ornamentation as the seasoning that gets, you know, sprinkled on top of a melody. And what we realize when we dive deep into traditional music, and I think it's probably true of Baroque music, but I'm not an expert in there, but what we realize is that ornamentation is structuring. It structures the phrasing, it structures the bowing. You cannot actually take it away, you know. You cannot take it out of the music. If you do, you get something that to most ears will sound compromised in a way or another. But what's interesting is that you need ornamentation, but you don't need any specific ornamentation.
The entire episode is available in both podcast and video form. The link is in the description. Season 1 of this podcast had 20 episodes, and Season 2 continues with a really interesting mix of musicians talking about their lives and careers with perspectives on overcoming challenges, finding inspiration and connection through a life so enriched with music. Please follow this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts to be informed about each new episode.